reading from the Narada Bhakti Sutras, text 84. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Ya idam Narada Proktam Shivanu Shashanam Vishvasati Shradhyate Sabhaktimam Babati Sapreshtam Labhate Sapreshtam Labhata Iti. Anyone who trusts these instructions spoken by Narada and is convinced by them will be blessed with devotion and attain the most dear Lord. Yes, he will attain the most dear Lord. Purport, Narada ends the Bhakti Sutras by stating that one has to hear them with faith. Inquiries and even doubts may be placed before the Guru, just as Arjuna expressed his doubts before Lord Krishna. But an attitude of disbelief will prevent us from understanding, as Lord Krishna states, Ashadadhana Purusha Dharma Sasya Parantapa. Those who are not faithful in this devotional service cannot attain the O conqueror of enemies. Therefore, they return to the path of birth and death in this material world, Bhagavad Gita 9.3. And as stated in the Svetashvatara Upanishad 6.23, Yasya Deve Parabhaktir Yata Deve Tata Golo Tasyaite Katita Yarta Prakashante Mahatmana. Unto those great souls who have implicit faith in both the Lord and the spiritual master, all the imports of the Vedas are automatically revealed. This final sutra declares that if a person hears the Narada Bhakti Sutras with faith, the Narada blesses him with devotion to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This means that Narada Muni is present and acting through the teachings of the Shastra. The same potent blessing Narada has given to many persons, enabling them to become staunch bhaktas, are available even now through his vani or teachings. As the Skanda Purana states, my dear Narada, of all the saintly persons, you are so great and glorious that simply by your good wishes, a low-born hunter has become a great devotee, elevated devotee of Lord Krishna, the Nectar of the Ocean, 157. Om Jnana Timarandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Caitanya Manobhishtam Napitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadati Sapadantikam Manchakalpa Tarubhyascha Kipa Shindu Vayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Nama Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Srivasadeva Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So greetings from Sridham Mayapur. I'm very happily and comfortably situated in the new home of Hugo Priti and Jagadish, very close with them. And wherever they are of the year, I stay with them at this time. And I'm giving a class in the Vaishnav Academy, as I've been doing for so many years. And, you know, I never advertise. I just feel that somehow or other, if you let people come by word of mouth, you get a higher quality audience. That's just my experience. But, I mean, they sent out, they let a few people know, but the place was packed the first day. And I think there were at least 80 people there for the class that were doing the sixth chapter of the Brihat Bhagavatamrita. And such, you know, many senior Vaishnavas, so looking forward now to these next 17, 18 days, or maybe less now, of doing Harikatha. It's such a nice Krishna Anushilanam. It's such a nice way to have your mind absorb Anushilanam. Have your mind and activities and consciousness absorbed in Krishna, which is the way we advance in spiritual life. But that bhakti shakti from the objects and acts of devotion, and the attraction that that pulls out of your heart, and the impressions it puts in your consciousness to remember Krishna, which is the ultimate happiness, really, because it's the ultimate love. So, and also the nice Vaishnavas, there's such an incredibly burgeoning community here of Vaishnavas and so many serious Vaishnavas. And so I get a lot of good Sangha also. Anyway, this is the last verse of Narada Bhakti Sutras, and I'm not sure what I'm going to do next week. Eventually, I'm going to begin the Upadeshamrita. But I don't have my resource materials when I'm traveling to prepare it the way I need to. So we will do something in the following weeks of interest. But this is the final verse, and it's so wonderful that those of you that are Sangha members, we've gone through so many texts, actually, over 600 lectures covering so many books. And this is the process to actually bring that hope in our heart. That hope, the asa, the hope, the wishes, the desires, the correct desires, the desires that are a klesha, that don't give us trouble, that help us to live within the soul, the only place where we can become actually happy. And this is the process. The process is hearing. Hearing from these great souls like Narada and others, and hearing in the proper way. This is the way that our anxieties and our anxiety for Krishna increases. And the desire that I want, and increasing the voice of our consciousness, so that the voice that I want Krishna becomes the loudest voice within our minds. And according to the process of bhakti, when it becomes all-consuming, really loud, because it's a want, it comes to the want or the level of want of crying, the level of want of separation, then when it becomes at that level, and Krishna is hearing us. Krishna is hearing our hearts, not just our voices, but the voice of our voices. He's hearing our heart. And then he responds because he's merciful. He responds by giving himself. But that has to be our exclusive desire. Vanya vila shita shunyam jnana karma jnana vritam anukuyena krishna anu shilanam bhakta utala. That has to be our exclusive desire. So this is bhakti. Bhakti is not just a practice. It's a practice with heart. And the heart of the practice is this desire to serve Krishna and increasing that desire and expressing that desire to Krishna through our glorification of Krishna, through our service to Krishna, through our obeisances to Krishna, through our genuine humility, our desire to be guided by Krishna, guided by Guru and Krishna. So this is bhakti. This is the process of bhakti. So it's so nice to be with all of you, especially those who are here regularly, those who are joining occasionally. Be confident that this is the process of increasing the desire for Krishna. And Krishna sometimes withholds the fruit of that desire to increase that desire, so that the desire for Krishna is so strong that it burns all other desires. The objective, the goal of that loving relationship with Krishna becomes so powerful, so strong, that we give up other things that are anartha, that have no value to that desire. Now, in this verse, Narada has given me Shruti, the verse that expresses the fruit. And the fruit is of hearing books like this with faith, and hearing books like this that result in faith. The result is you attain Krishna, which is a very, very Manushyanam Sahasreshu Kastid Yatati Sitaye. It's many, many, many people trying, hardly one endeavors, and of those which endeavoring, hardly one attains the truth. But he says twice here, you will attain that. Twice he says. He promises, you'll be blessed. Anyone who trusts these instructions, you'll be blessed with attaining the most dear Lord. I'm repeating twice. Because the faith is that the unattainable Supreme Lord, who cannot be reduced to a product of our effort, the most dear Supreme Lord, who is much more valuable than anything we can pay for it, will bridge that gap between what we can pay for God and the price of attaining God. That huge gap will be bridged by the quality of God's kindness and mercy. It's just as simple as that. God will respond to our desire, and the process of bhakti is increasing that desire. And we have to be sincere. We have to want Krishna so much that we give up anarthas. We give up those things that do not have value to our goal. And when you have that faith in Krishna, in the spiritual master, when you have that faith, the imports of the Vedas are revealed. Because faith gives you a perspective to see what's there, which is God's glories and our responsibility to serve what we are constitutionally part of, to see the glories of God and to see the glories of that service, which is the import of the Vedas. It takes a mind that has a particular standpoint to see that. Just like the Brahmins, the wives of the Brahmins, Krishna sent the cowherd boys, and he said, you know, we want food for Krishna. They heard, but they didn't hear. Why? Because of their petty desires. And that's psychologically how the mind works. You don't hear what you don't want to hear, and you hear what you want to hear. My mother used to call that mother death. She would give me chores. I wasn't very good at chores. And I had other desires. I didn't want to take out the garbage. It was a 5-minute thing. And I tell my mother, I'll do it. I'll do it. She'd take out the garbage. I'll do it. I'll do it. Take out the garbage. I will. I will. And I wouldn't take it out. I would forget. So our mind, when it's not geared to the goal of good instruction, when it doesn't want the fruit of good instruction, which is surrender to Guru and Krishna, then we don't hear that instruction. And that's why when people hear the Bhagavatam, they don't immediately get the fruit of the Bhagavatam, which is Krishna appearing in the heart without delay. Because for Krishna to appear in the heart without delay, we have to enter the door of bhakti by taking shelter of Krishna and taking shelter of our relationship with Krishna as that thing, as that activity that will fulfill the desires of the soul for love and sublimity. The desires keep on rising from the samskaras to not surrender to God, to be independent from God. And then the instructions come to be surrendered to God. You constantly have to hear those instructions to surrender to God. I remember Bhurijan Prabhu, you know, said something that was very profound because he studied deeply the Shastras for so many years. And he said, I've studied the Shastras for 40 years. He said, and I've come to the conclusion that the essence of spiritual life is to surrender to the spiritual master. And I thought it was humble, but I thought it was the fruit of his study for 40 years. To actually come to the essence, we have to surrender to Krishna. And we have to surrender to his voice, his will, as it comes through the Vaishnavas. And we have to shift our consciousness from egocentric to God-centric, from wanting to be the center to serving the center. And the mind has so many desires and so many thoughts which skew our perception of reality. And which support the false conception of reality to be the enjoyer and the controller. And the result of hearing the Narada Bhakti Sutras is this faith and this conviction that will allow you to attain the most dear thing, which is the Supreme Lord. which will allow you to attain that most supreme thing, that most dear thing, the supreme good. In that regard, I want to recommend a book, which I really consider one of the best books I've ever read. It's called Salted Bread. And it's written by one of the Russian devotees that was thrown into the prison. And my friend Arjuna, he said, Marge, you have to read this book. You have to read this book. And I said, I kind of put it in my mind. I never would have read the book, but he recommended it. You know, I don't know, I just didn't think it would be well written. I just saw it. It didn't look like it from the outside. It wasn't attractive. Finally, I got the book. And the story of faith of young people, specifically this one person, Sarvabhavana, and his friend Sachi Sutta, eager searchers who found what they were looking for and opened their hearts to it in such a way that they experienced it so deeply that bhakti was more important than their very lives. And it's a very, very moving, moving story. Because he had this deep, deep friendship with a person he joined to Krishna consciousness. It was the highest level of fraternal love that deepened and matured in Krishna consciousness. And it was just the story of the torture that they went through in the prisons. The inconceivable torture they went through. And their faith that was put into their hearts by Prabhupada through Prabhupada's disciples. Pramanda Bhamate Konya Bhagavan Jeev Guru Krishna Prasadi Bhai Bhakti Lata Beej. It was put into their hearts. Through the Bhakti Lata Beej, the seed, that conviction. And for years, in those horrible prisons, which are, I can't describe the torturous environment, even when they weren't torturing them. Oh, I can't even think of it. But the sentiments of faith and devotion of those devotees, that for 3 years, all they ate every day was three pieces of bread and some salt. Because that's the only thing on the diet they could actually take. And anyway, I won't tell the whole story, but it was so absorbing, the realizations that these people had. And the book itself was so well written in its own way. And I had this really amazing experience. See, I was reading it on my way from Vrindavan to Delhi, and then in the airport from Delhi to Calcutta. When I got to Calcutta, and we're about to disembark, you know, I got up, and I immediately looked at my beads and hid my beads. You know, it put me so much in that mood that I actually hid my beads from the KGB. It put me into another world. And really, reading it, I was crying practically, you know, half the time. anyway, I'm giving a big endorsement, but it was really an amazing thing. And it was the marvel was of that faith. That faith. That trust and experience that this is so good. That there's nothing more painful than giving it up. And all they wanted them to do is sign a paper of condemnation of the Hare Krishna movement. They tortured them constantly, and they just... an amazing story. I'm going to stop now for several reasons. But well, I'll leave time for questions. And anybody like to say hello or ask a question?
Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Yeah.
I just cannot conceive that bhakti could could override this inconceivable torture. I just can't conceive that overshadow or
Well, did you read the book?
No.
Read the book. It wasn't just torture. It was the hellish conditions that they were in.
Yeah, that's torture also. That's also torture.
Yeah, okay, it's also torture. But I wanted to make a distinction between, that physical type thing. And it was all of them. And in fact, when they got out of prison and they came to Vrindavan, right, I was there to greet them, and I hosted them, right? And because of the sacrifice that they made, we worshiped them, and they came to Vrindavan. In many, many ways, we honored them, we worshiped them, for the sacrifice they made. And we were hosting three brothers that were the leaders of the group. And, these people were just so intense. So, one of them came to me because we were honoring them so much. And he said, I think here it is even more dangerous for my Krishna consciousness than in the prison. He said, because in the prison, they can only kill your body. He said, but here with the praise, people can kill my soul. And then his other brother was walking by, and then he looked at me and said, Queen Kunti was right. Let those calamities happen again and again. And, it was bhakti and a combination of people with integrity. People who die for the truth. They were Christian martyrs. One of the ways that Christianity spread is that they were Christian martyrs. And those martyrs, they were tortured, and they wouldn't give up Christianity. So that's called there's some conviction in the heart and some integrity in the consciousness. Maybe a combination of both. But they would have to sign a paper condemning their gurus and their leaders, and they would have to reveal where the books were that they were. See, these were devotees in Armenia, and they were printing the books that were being distributed all over Russia. And the tragedy of it, is that this person's friend, who since childhood and the movement he loved more than his very life. His whole thing is when he got out of prison. Sometimes in prison they were together and sometimes they were separated. And his whole thing is when he got out of prison, he would meet his friends. So finally he was let out of prison. And then he got back home and he was just looking for his friend. You know, where was his friend? And finally his mother had to tell him the 27 days before they were to be released from prison, his friend died in prison. And he collapsed unconsciously in the pain and agony of that. You know, eventually he made a murti of his friend. And then when they described how his friend left, and his friend was just dying in prison of tuberculosis, and, you know, all he was eating was this bread and salt, he was withering away. And then before he was to die, he asked some prisoner to shave his head with a sika. And then they had some kind of sheet and he made like a dhoti. And he sat up in a lotus position, began to chant, then left his body. I mean, it was pretty amazing, the things that went on in that thing. But anyway, I'm just glad I read the book because it's an inspiration if we ever become dissatisfied about our environment. That, you know, we're not happy because, you know, our comforts and our desires are not being met. You know, then after reading that, if I ever got sent to prison, I would think it would be a luxury, you know, or at least they don't torture you, you know, whatever it is. So
I don't even know if I'm brave enough to read this book, Maharaj. Oof.
What's that?
I don't even feel brave enough to read it.
I can't help you, Gail. What can I say?
Yeah. I mean, if I read the book, will it really, like, increase my faith in Krishna?
I think it will increase your faith.
Well, where is it available, the book?
I don't know. I don't really know. It's called Salted Bread.
I guess I'll Google it.
A lot of people told me about it, you know. I mean, there's always the question of, you know, why does bad things happen to good people? So it's not a new point. But that didn't disturb them. They felt that through their difficulty, they got a fruit of realization that couldn't come from millions of lifetimes. You know, so it to me increased my faith in Prabhupada. What did he put in people's hearts? You know, what did he put in people's hearts? But the person said, even, you know, writing it now, and then, you know, after that, he got married, he had 3 kids, beautiful children. And, you know, finally got to Mayapur. Vrindavan was in America for a while. I guess he's back in Armenia. And, he said, you know, and sometimes he misses the urgency that people had in those days. And it's actually, the story is told to his son. The book is he's telling his son, you know, what he went through and what his life was. And anyway, you Googling it now, Gail?
No, I can't. Okay. Do both at the same time.
Okay. Thank you, Gail.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Anybody else like to say hello today?
Yes, Maharaj, this is Katya speaking from Moscow.
Oh, Katya. Yeah, thank you. Katya, you have to get this book.
Yes, that's what I would like to do. This is Salty Bread. Is this correct, the name?
Salty Bread.
Okay, it probably exists in Russian.
It's not, it hasn't, somehow it's never been translated in Russian. It's only in English.
No?
It's not ever been, I can't understand why it hasn't been translated in Russian, but it hasn't. He wrote it in English somehow when he was in America to his son. Yeah. Well, anyway, Katya, so nice that you're listening to the class. I really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Maharaj.
Okay. Keep in touch, please. Good.
Okay. Yes, I'm planning to write you probably today.
Okay. Okay, thank you, Katya. Anybody else like to say hello?
Hare Krishna Guru Maharaj, Govardhan Bhaktadas.
Yeah, Govardhan, see if you can get this book. Your children will like it, too. It'll be very inspirational. I don't know if it's even in print, you know, but it definitely was published in India and published in America by Torchstone Media. So, okay. I think your daughter and your son would like this, and you and your wife. It's very inspiring, especially because you have that mood to, you know, preach and share Krishna consciousness. I think it'll be inspirational for you too. Yeah. Okay. Anybody else like to say hello? Salted bread.
Salted.
Because that's how he had to make his Joppa beads.
Okay.
Out of bread. Anyway. We share his rounds every day. Anybody else like to say hello? Okay, we'll end for now. Hare Krishna.